Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Bethany B. With us today are Ed Schramm, the founder of Artists Unlimited, and Bethany, another Bethany, Bethany Wager, a longtime supporter and board member of Artists Unlimited. Hi, Ed and Bethany. How are you today?
Hello.
Good, Bethany. How are you?
I'm good. It's so weird having two Bethanys.
It's not very common that you have two in the same room.
Not at all. Ed, you're in a Bethany sandwich. How do you feel about that?
I'm good with that.
And you are here to talk to us about Artists Unlimited. So what is it?
Artists Unlimited, the short story is we're an organization that provides opportunities for individuals with special needs to participate in the performing arts. And our flagship, our main program that we do every year is a musical, full Broadway scale musical using a cast of individuals with special needs.
I love that. I'm a huge performer theater, so I love that everyone can be a part of it. And Disney's The Lion King has captivated the imagination of audiences around the world, and now you can witness a unique version, Lion King Jr. So tell us about Lion King Jr.
Yes, Lion King Jr. is the same story that we all know and love. It's just a little bit of a shorter version this year. We were thinking about doing that for our cast with current capacity limitations. We still wanted to have as many participants as we could have, so we actually have two casts that will be performing the show. So we did a shorter show so that we would be able to incorporate as many people as we can. So we have a cast of almost a total of, I think, 70 or 80 individuals all in all that will be performing next weekend. I'm very excited.
And I know you just said next weekend, but what are the show dates, times, and place?
Yes, our first show opening night's Thursday, November 4th at 7:30. Friday also at 7:30. Saturday we have two shows, 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. And Sunday two more shows, also 1 p.m. and 5 p.m.
Where is the show located?
So you can get tickets online or at the door. The show is at Greece Central Performing Arts Center, which is located inside Greece Athena High School on Long Pond Road over in Greece.
How does this show differ from Lion King?
It's really the same story, just shortened up a little bit. So it moves quickly. We don't have an intermission. So if you've got young kids, it's perfect to bring them to. Fast-paced, still exciting, the same story we know and love. All the great songs, you know, Hakuna Matata, I Can't Wait to Be King, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? All great. So it's just compacted a little bit. So you don't have to be sitting for 2 hours to come see a theater show. It's quick. It's just about an hour.
Oh, that is quick.
Yeah.
And Lion King is one of my favorite musicals. I cry every time. It just gets me. And how does this cast differ from school productions or community theater?
We started 21 years ago trying to put together theater or performing arts for individuals with developmental disabilities, because there is no place around Rochester or anywhere that we've been able to determine that allows individuals with developmental disabilities to be in the performing arts. So our cast, for all intent and purpose, are all individuals with all kinds of life problems. Whereas in a mainstream school, you'll have mainstream kids. We do, however, we have started to integrate a small number of mainstream kids in, primarily to help support, to help guide, and more importantly, to be there in the unlikely event there's any kind of emergency, because everyone on our stage has been part of a plan that keeps them safe.
Was there a specific story that made you want to create Artists Unlimited?
Well, 21 years ago, my wife and I produced a show for Holy Childhood, School of Holy Childhood, to raise money for a new gym floor. We did that. They got a new gym floor. But during that process, there were several students from Holy Childhood in the audience. They were singing and they were dancing. And we went up on closing night to one of the mothers and said, your kid can really sing, he can dance, he should be on the stage. And tearfully, that mother came to us and said, nobody wants my child. And that was the start of the effort to determine there is no place for individuals that are special needs. There's no place around here. And it took about a year, a little over a year, for us to do our first production. And the first one, we had difficulty getting support from organizations that dealt with special needs kids, and financially, because Everybody was afraid this would be a cardboard set and a CD player and street clothes, and nothing could have been further from the truth. We have Jack Haldupas, back then from Blackfriars. He still does our he's a professional set designer. And we have a professional orchestra pit, professional costumer. These are pretty expensive shows, and we did them at the German House. Then we moved to Theater on the Ridge, and we're very fortunate now that we're going to be at the Greece Performing Arts Center at Athena High School. So we've come a long ways, and next year will be our 20th anniversary.
And you weren't able to do it last year because of obvious reasons.
Right. This would be the 20th year, but last year we canceled the show, obviously, because of COVID.
Well, thank goodness for people like you who gives everyone a chance to be a part of the theater world.
Yeah, it's really one of the biggest takeaways that we have is what we highlight is not what these individuals can't do, but what they can do. And when we put these shows on and we put them in an environment where they're encouraged to do and be more than anyone ever thinks they could do, they blossom and exceed, and they'll blow your minds away with their talents. And watching these kids, from kids that have come back to the program year over year, or even throughout 1 year, you can see them be more reserved or unsure at the very beginning. And then you'll start to hear them sing or see them sing a little more. And then, you know, some of our ensemble members by the last show, they are dancing and singing out loud with their whole heart. It gives you the warm and fuzzies to watch all these kids perform and be so excited about everything that they're doing. It's really great.
Especially for the parents and families, too. Like the one parent who you said that the kid that people don't want their kid to be on stage. And for you to create something like that, I know that just means the world to these parents and the families.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that we could not do this without all of the volunteers.
Yes.
It takes about 100 volunteers to put a show on, from the set, the props, the orchestra pit, the house management, backstage to manage the actors going in, going off, costume changes. And remember, our cast have developmental disabilities, so we have to manage the medical process, make sure they're hydrated, make sure if there's medicine to be given, that that's taken care of. So there's a tremendous amount of effort, but it takes an army of volunteers to pull this off.
Takes a village. When did rehearsal start for Lion King Jr.?
Oh, we were a little bit behind this year as we were figuring out logistically how to organize this and keep them in a safe environment. So I think we started in August, Ed, for rehearsals. Yeah. But they go a few nights a week in their groups, and they all have, you know, practice items to take home to learn the dance and the words. They have tapes where they learn the songs. So we usually start end of July. I think we started a little late this year, but there's still, it's going to be great.
What do you think the actors learn through participating in Artists Unlimited?
They learn confidence. They learn life skills. We have individuals who have been in our show for many years, and some of them have gone to college. Some of them now have jobs and have moved into homes where they're pretty much self-sufficient. That could have never happened without the experience that they have. So they learn a lot, and they support each other more than one could actually believe. But you'll never actually understand until you come and see the show. And bring tissues.
And how about the audience? How do they learn?
I think when the audience comes to see the show, I'm not sure if it's their first time, they have different ideas of what they're going to see, because they know the cast are developmentally disabled. But when they walk out, they forgot that. What they saw is an incredible show, because there's something that happens when you put anyone in front of a professional set with a professional orchestra and a spotlight, they just glow. And so I think the audience leaves absolutely astounded that any of these individuals have a disability. So we're trying to prove to the community that just because you have a certain disability doesn't mean that you don't have numerous other abilities to show.
Love that. And same question, but a little different. So What about the crew and other volunteers? How are they learning through participating with Artists Unlimited?
That one is fun. I always love when we can recruit someone who is a friend of a friend to come and volunteer for something that it seems like, oh, no big deal. All right, I'll come volunteer. And they come and they see everything and they feel the energy and everyone's excitement and support and all that these kids are doing. And it you can't not come back. I love to watch people get sucked in. They're like, I just came because someone said you needed help building a set. And then the camaraderie and the sense of family that we have between just even the volunteer group and also with the whole entire cast members, you will witness each and every individual that participates in this program grow and glow. I think I'd use that word. It really is just amazing. They're so beyond ecstatic to be there and to watch them develop within themselves. And confidence isn't exactly the right word because it's so much more than that. But you watch it and you feel it and you just, you're sucked in. You're like, everything that I can do to support, I will be there. So if anyone's interested in volunteering, becoming a part of this organization, whether it be financial, volunteer your time, your skills, you can find us at rocartistsunlimited.com. All of our information's on there.
And to donate, you can go to that website as well, right?
Yes, links to donate. We can always use donations. All of our organizations and our productions are completely supported by the community and company sponsorships. We have no other support, so it's completely, we're a nonprofit organization, completely run by the generosity of the community.
So we couldn't do it without your support.
Correct.
And reminder of the show dates, times, and place again.
Reminders are Thursday, November 4th, 7:30. Friday, also 7:30. Saturday, 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. And Sunday, 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. as well at Grease Central Performing Arts Center inside Grease Athena High School on Long Pond Road.
Since Artists Unlimited started back in 2002, what other shows have been performed?
Oh, my God. We've done Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, I love that one.
Little Mermaid we did a few years ago was Shrek. Fun. Wizard of Oz, Cinderella. We did
big shows.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory.
We did Seussical. We've done all of them.
All the ones. Little Shop of Horrors we've done. We've done a lot of shows. But it's important that our show is upbeat.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of the darker shows would not fit with our cast. Because at the end of the day, we're changing lives. And our motto is Artists Unlimited change lives one act at a time.
What's Voices Unlimited? Can you explain that?
So Voices Unlimited is one of another program that we started really with the idea that we had so much interest in participants joining our program that we had a surplus. You know, we can only have so many cast members just with their needs and restrictions on, you know, stage size, things like that. So we thought, what else could we do with all these people that want to be involved in performing arts? So we came up with Voices, which is a choir program. I believe our last go around, we had over 100 participants and they just get together and they learn songs and, you know, they do a dance and all that stuff. And so we have that choir program usually in the spring.
It also keeps the momentum going. Typically, we'll have our show for the fall chosen. So they'll try to integrate songs similar to or some of those songs.
What are the ages that people are participating?
All ages.
All ages.
All ages. Because from the demographics of that, for individuals with developmental disabilities, it's very hard to pinpoint that, but they're all ages.
Our youngest participant, I think, has been 14, and our oldest, is he over 70? He's getting there.
Yeah.
We've got the whole gambit.
He's getting there, yeah.
Is it just one show a year you guys do, or is it multiple shows?
We only do one major Broadway production a year.
Which is good, because you need
a lot of
time.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Like a Broadway musical you guys are doing.
Yeah.
It really is. We start building the set before the kids start rehearsing, typically in June or July. So that's 5 months of set building. Costume will get started as soon as our participants begin rehearsing. And we've set the cast. They'll start working on costumes. Props start about the same time. And you have to remember, it's all volunteer. Nobody's full-time job is doing this show.
No.
It's everyone with their hearts coming together to put this together for these kids to have this opportunity to participate in the performing arts.
People forget how much goes into putting on a show. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like volunteers, they probably work full-time job and then go on to do more like with costumes and stuff. So
one of our biggest needs right now is sponsorship, because when COVID came, a lot of businesses had trouble surviving. Some of those businesses that would have supported more are still trying to recoup and don't have the ability to fund as they did. But we're very, very thankful to Family of Auto Dealers that they are our title sponsor this year. And so sponsorship is a big year-round effort for us.
If anyone wants to be a sponsor, do they go to the website as well, or how does that work?
Yeah, all that information is right on our website on how you can be a sponsor for the show. I mean, all of our benefits from being a sponsor, we're a little past that for this year's show, but we always take contributions, sponsoring fundraising events. If anyone wants to participate in that, you can reach out to us on our website.
One more time to get it stuck in people's head, reminder of the show dates, times, and a place of Lion King Jr.
All right, our show is coming up on November 4th, Thursday at 7:30 p.m., Friday, also 7:30 p.m., Saturday, 1 p.m. and 5 p.m., and as well Sunday, 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. at the Greece Central Performing Arts Center inside Greece Athena High School on Long Pond Road in Greece. Tickets you can get at the door or ahead of time on our website, rocartistsunlimited.com.
Going to be amazing. Well, thank you so much, Ed and Bethany, for joining me today. Again, there with Artists Unlimited.
Thank you.